Today, a story from our Sonic Memorial Project. As part of the Lost and Found Sound series, we asked listeners to contribute stories and audio artifacts commemorating the life and history of the World Trade Center. Of the hundreds of calls that have come in, some of the messages that surprised us the most were the many tales of romance and marriage that took place in those buildings. For Valentine's Day, the Kitchen Sisters, producers Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, share a collection of wedding and love stories from nearly 30 years at the World Trade Towers.
Message 27 was received at 1:20 p.m. Friday.
Hi, my name is Bob Krutzel. My wife Barbara and I were married at Windows on the World on October 9th, 1976. The only sound recording we have of that event is us taking our wedding vows.
We kept that tape in a safe deposit box for 20 years. My name is Bob Krutzel. Barbara and I were married at Windows on the World. That was the 107th floor of the World Trade Center.
I did always imagine myself getting married in a church. I was raised Italian Catholic, and Bob is Russian Jewish. It was a tense situation. My parents and my brother weren't coming.
Both families got together at a restaurant. This is 3 years earlier. And we were talking about who would go first. Would it be a priest or the rabbi? And I just basically said, I've had enough. And so we decided that we would make all the arrangements. We're getting married. Would you like to come? And lo and behold, everybody said, sure.
Barbara and Bob, I asked you here today to help them celebrate a very happy occasion. It is the day they have chosen to make public at this ceremony.
The World Trade Center was pretty new then, and I thought that would impress them very much to get married at Windows on the World.
The view would just take your breath away, especially from their what they call their hors d'oeuvre.
It was 1976, and we wrote our own ceremony and our own vows. That was very popular then. And we had Color My World was our wedding song.
Yeah, the group Chicago, Color My World. As time goes by, I realize just what you mean.
I wore a dress that was a peasant style, and on my head I wore just a little chapel veil. We drove there in Bob's little Pinto, and it was pouring rain and the winds were howling.
Khalil Gibran echoes these sentiments in his book, The Prophet.
We took with us a handheld tape recorder. We had patterned part of the ceremony on some of the thoughts of Khalil Gibran, how the cypress and the oak do not grow in each other's shadow.
I'm looking at my wedding album now, and when we got married, there were a lot of doubts about how long we would last. I said to my husband on our 25th wedding anniversary that we lasted longer than the World Trade Center. I thought that was kind of ironic. It was devastating.
Message 2 was received at 3:10 p.m. December 4th.
Hello, my name is James Burton. My wife and I were married at the Top of the World observation deck on February 14, 1998. They were looking for 55 couples who wanted to get married at the World Trade Center. 55 couples, 110 people to match with 110 stories of the building.
If there was in the background, shoo-doo-doo, such a thing as a wish come true.
I am Mrs. Vanessa Johnson.
I would wish.
He's always singing around the house. That's like our song. I used to come through the World Trade Center every morning on my way to work, and I would take the PATH train of World Trade, and when you come up the escalators, those long escalators in World Trade Center, there was electronic billboard, and it said, get married on top of the world, Valentine's Day. I wrote an essay, emailed it over. By 2 o'clock, I got a response saying, you know, congratulations. I was so happy, and it wasn't until later on in the day that I realized I had to tell John that we were going to get married in 6 days. Whenever we have an argument, he's the one that came up with, whenever we see the World Trade Center, we have to kiss, no matter what. And at first it was like, oh, man, I'm upset. I don't want to give you a kiss. Sometime we would be somewhere out in Jersey and you'd look up on the turnpike or something and there's a World Trade Center. And we're sitting in the car, not speaking, ignoring each other. But because we see them now, I have to give them a kiss. And then, you know, we kind of laugh. And it was something that put us back on track when we couldn't get on track, you know, on our own.
I want to welcome you to the World Trade Center. I'm Judge Frederick Berman. And it's my pleasure to be able to...
I'm Judge Frederick Berman. For many years, I've had the pleasure and privilege of performing weddings on Valentine's Day atop the World Trade Center. We did 3 an hour every 20 minutes. They would put ads in papers around the country and abroad saying, if you are interested in getting married atop the World Trade Center on Valentine's Day, write us a letter and tell us why you would like to do it. The weddings that I actually performed, I have copies of all those letters so that I could personalize each of the ceremonies. The top cards are my notes. They met at the World Trade Center 2 years ago. He works in the food and beverage department.
My name is Enrique Mejia, and I work in the food and beverage department. I wrote that I just couldn't see myself getting married nowhere else but up here.
I was working downstairs as a tour guide. He was working up here. So it's like everything happened here. We got engaged last year about Valentine's. He called me over to the window to see the view, and then he just popped the question. And everybody from the food and beverage came with wine glasses and just started celebrating it.
My family's in Jersey, so my mother talked about she's scared of Vegas, so... She wasn't coming. Her family, the same thing. They're scared of elevators, the heights. So we told them 107th floor. They were like, no, no, that's all right. When you finish, come see us.
Brenda and Enrique, I want to welcome you to this wonderful day.
Hello, my name is Carmen Garcia. I am 53 years old. I live by myself. My husband left me 2 years ago for a 23-year-old woman. About 7 months ago, I met a wonderful, caring man. His name is Orlando Alvarado, and he is 65 years old. He looks after me and takes me to the hospital when I'm sick, something that my ex-husband never did in 36 years of marriage. When we met, it was love at first sight, and we know we want to spend the rest of our life together. Thank you, Carmen Garcia. My name is Angela Duraldi, and I'm Carmen Garcia's daughter.
Carmen Garcia del Parato. Bueno, yo soy de Ecuador.
They are from Ecuador.
Yo me gané un premio.
When the priest married them, he said, okay, we have a surprise for three couples. They felt that the letter that she wrote, they deserved the first prize. They said, okay, congratulations, you have won a trip to Morocco. And they were like, what? You know, we didn't expect this. Being to the fact that they couldn't travel because it was a family matter, they didn't go, so they gave them tickets to a Broadway show.
I'm Michael Drinkard. My wife and I, Jill Eisenstadt, got married in the World Trade Tower, August 25th, 1990. In 1990, it was before the first blast, and so there was parking down in the basement. I remember Jill's father was, he really wanted us to get married in the World Trade Towers because there was parking.
Jill and Michael, I know that both of you met in the Columbia Graduate Program. You're both accomplished writers.
We really knew we wanted to get married someplace that had meaning, and we wanted to get married in Manhattan, where we met, and a lot of our dreams came true. So, I mean, I never really had any love for them as being beautiful in themselves, but just because they were just the biggest things around and lit up and somehow seemed to follow us around in some way. And there was two of them and two of us. I don't know, they just represented dreaming big and there being the possibility that things could happen.
Message 3.
My name is Bill McDonald. I proposed to my wife in 1985 on top of the World Trade Center. And I prepared on a landfill diagonally across from the South Tower toward the Hudson River, approximately 100 luminarias in the shape of the Christian symbol of marriage, which is a cross with two interlocking circles. Lit them, met my wife for a surprise date, and my girlfriend.
I am Sunita S. Mukhi. The wedding at the World Trade Center was really perfect for the flamboyance of both our personalities. And I think even poetically, it appealed to me because, you know, he and I were both from different parts of the world, and the World Trade Center seemed to be It's a good international symbol of cultures coming together. He is from Singapore, and we had an email correspondence, very old-fashioned type of romantic letter writing. I had prepared this ceremony, which I felt would be quite symbolic of what I wanted for us to experience in our marriage. And I combined things that I knew from Christian weddings and Hindu weddings. I was wearing my mother's red silk sari that she had used for her engagement. And then I fed him sweets to sweeten our lives. It's making me very sad, actually, to tell you that though we had a very good start at the World Trade Center, at this point, he and I are not together anymore. And it is surprising that this relationship really saw its termination when the World Trade Center collapsed, you know, in September 11. Then that was when he and I really felt that the relationship was over. You know, the World Trade Center crumbling to the ground, besides it being a tragedy of world proportions, it's also a very personal loss of a dream.
There is one particular wedding that I officiated up there several years ago that will always stay with me. My name is Pastor Alan Ramirez, and I was struck by this particular couple because they were homeless. Apparently, they were already married, but they decided to be married again. And I remember them saying, when we were married, we were both homeless. We were out on the streets. We just went to City Hall. There was nobody there. And she said it was as if we didn't belong to anyone. There was no family. There were no friends. And as she stood up there on top of the World Trade Center, she said to me, we wanted to come up here because by coming up here, we'll be on top of the world. And in essence, now we belong to everyone.
Stories of Love, Marriage, and the Twin Towers, produced by the Kitchen Sisters, in collaboration with our New York Sonic Memorial team. The engineer was Barney Jones at Earwax Productions. The Sonic Memorial Project is a nationwide public radio collaboration of independent producers, WNYC, and NPR News.